107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots to talk about. Aaron Martin's here with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. Aaron, it's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well, Jamie.
Aaron, let's look ahead to November. Let's get right to it with the Business Excellence Awards Gala. We know it's coming up in November. Is it at the Best Western Plus the Arden Park Hotel?
No, we've changed venues.
Okay.
So we are going to be at the Tom Patterson Theater this year.
Wow, how exciting is this?
Yes. So we're sad to leave the Best Western. They're a fantastic organization and have held it for many years. But one of the issues that we've had in the past is we've had so many people that want to come,
right,
but we can't accommodate everything like that. So we've actually changed it around the BEA this year. We've removed the dinner portion, so there'll be hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and we'll be able to accommodate double what we could previously.
Okay, so, well, yes. That's fantastic news. So a new location and a new kind of look or feel to it, if you will.
Absolutely, yes.
So let's remind people what the Business Excellence Awards Gala is all about. Let's remind folks.
Yeah, so it's all about celebrating our local business and highlighting those in different categories that are going above and beyond for our local community. We want to highlight, obviously, our business of the year and our business leader. Our business leader is Marion DeWeaver from Home & Company. So she's amazing with her business and what she does for our local community as well.
Oh, without a doubt.
She's well-deserving of that.
Yeah, that's a great choice right there.
Absolutely. And then all the other categories. So we have like hospitality, we have enterprise, we have...
so many different categories.
So many different ones.
It's great.
And each one is showcasing a little different flavor in our business community.
Yeah, so. And it's really about celebrating these incredible local businesses and organizations, nonprofits as well.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So we had a lot of those in our area, and so many of them do so much work for our community as well.
Yeah.
So.
And now, have they been notified, or do we have the listing out of who's actually been nominated? I know some folks have been nominated or have received it in their certificate, if you will.
All the nominees have received certificates
right
now. We haven't disclosed who has won yet. The only person that we know is obviously Marion DeWeaver with the business leader, but everyone else we're waiting for the day of to kind of announce that.
Fair enough. Okay. Yes. We look forward to that. Again, this is the Business Excellence Awards Gala, and it's for November 6th.
Yes.
At the Tom Patterson. That is going to be fantastic. So are tickets available for this?
Tickets will be launched this week. So they should be actually live on the website now. I'll confirm that when I get back in the office this morning. But so we'll have those going out. And more details on the entire night. So it'll start with the cocktail hour, and then we'll go into the presentation. And we've streamlined that a bit with a bit of videos as well.
Oh, so. Very good. So what an evening it's going to be. Looking forward to get your tickets. We'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com. And how important is something like the Business Excellence Awards? You know, it's showcasing local. This really is, it's a big deal.
Yeah. It's one of the big to-dos for our local business community. I know a lot of people like going out. They like seeing and networking with the other businesses that are there. And then it's a great way that we can like celebrate each other, right? And we can go, you've done a great job, and we want to make sure that you are being acknowledged for that.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations on this. Aaron Martin with Stratford District Chamber of Commerce. And we've got more events coming up. We've got one slated for September 24th, another business after 5.
Yes, and this one will be at Libro. So it's slightly, it's 5:15 we'll be doing a start just because they have to shut down the bank and make sure everything is secure. But we'll be having it Libro. They've just done a renovation and everything along those lines. So it's going to be a great spot. So welcome you to come out. You can register on our website. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us on that.
All right. And of course, you can always become a member with Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. And Aaron, you know, you're getting new and new members all the time. Businesses, area clubs and whatnot want to get on board because it really is a networking source right here in Stratford and area.
Yeah, we're here to connect people together, and then we're also here to advocate on people's behalf. So instead of one person going towards the government with an issue, it's a whole membership of people going towards the government. So we can be that squeaky wheel and have a bit more weight when it comes to getting your voice out there. And that's what we want to help our local community with.
There you go. And last time we chatted, Aaron, how are we doing? I know you've had certainly lots of discussion and conversations about tariffs, about everything. How since the last time we chatted?
Yeah, it's been
that's a tough question.
There's a lot of different aspects to it. It's been good in some sense. We've seen still some investment coming in, not the same amount that we would have before all of this happened, but people are forging ahead. New trade relations are being made and opportunities come out of everything. Efficiencies are being made. And I think the government's also paying a bit more attention to our business community and ensuring that it has the help that it needs.
All right.
So it's been good to see that, but obviously, the next little bit, there's going to be the renegotiation of NAFTA or the review, and we will see what happens there. But I think everyone's hopeful on both sides of the border about that.
So. All right. Well, again, continued great work and continued great advocacy for Stratford End area with the Stratford End District Chamber of Commerce. And we look forward to the Business Excellence Awards Gala for November 6th at the Tom Patterson Theater. That's going to be exciting. Aaron, thank you so much for all the details.
Well, thank you, Jamie.